entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
The Yankees win! I am so happy on this edition of AYNE. Are you not entertained? The Yankees are doing some amazingly incredible things right now. They are on such a hot streak. We just took two games out of three against the Red Sox. We now have an eight-game winning streak, I believe. I'm losing count here. All I know is that in our last 18 games, we have won 17. Yes, 17 out of our last 18 games. Incredible. This is something that hasn't been done since, I believe, the 1950s. So, props to the quasi-baby bombers, as they're being commonly referred to. Which brings us to my topic for today's episode. I have my sister-in-law, Niecy Rosario, as my guest. We are going to actually do two separate segments. Now, our first segment is just going to be all baseball talk. Mostly Yankee talk, but baseball talk nonetheless. What we feel about the new generation of Yankees, of the Yankee team, our assessment of Aaron Boone so far in the season, and how this Yankee team compares to the Yankee teams of the past. And then our second segment is a movie-related discussion, talking about the type of salary that actors command. What kind of factors play into it? Is it box office appeal? Is it longevity? Is it overall attraction or good standing with studio execs? Is it gender? We get into all of those hot topics on this episode, so please stay tuned. Well, hello, 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 or in the words of Matthew McConaughey, all right, all right, all right. How you doing, Niecy?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Pretty damn good. Now, to all the listeners, before Niecy gives her introductions, I just want to say that I am super excited, as she is, that the Yankees have just won 17 of their last 18 games.
I thought we might segue into that conversation, but if you want to start off with it.
I mean, hey, why not? For all you listeners out there, this is my lovely sister-in-law. And you know what's funny? I use the term in-law very loosely because of the fact that I'm not actually married to her sister. I'm engaged, so, but she's still an in-law anyway.
Yeah, at this point, it's whatever. We're stuck with each other one way or another. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm stuck with Karen and her whole family, unfortunately. But, you know, it is what it is.
Fuck you. How funny.
Well, your family will get a kick out of this when if they listen to it.
Well, I'm going to make them listen to it since, you know, I have to find out whether or not I sound like an idiot.
yeah, right. But yeah, why don't you go and introduce yourself? Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, other than the fact that you're my annoying sister-in-law.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. What can I say? My name's Niecy. I'm his sister-in-law. What do you want? I'm not good at giving the small talk and giving an introduction to myself. I'm a person. I'm a human. I'm a woman, apparently.
I would think.
I you can't tell. Who knows?
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know. Whatever, you know. I'm me. I don't know what else to say. I'm doing this because I have a topic I want to talk about, and I'm really excited about my Yankees right now. So, okay, there's one thing. I'm a huge Yankee fan. I don't know. And everybody's going to be like, oh, she's a cliche fan since, you know, I'm like a fan of the beginning of like the 96 team. But you know what? I was born in 86. I was 10. Give me a freaking break. It's not a
Oh, of
cliche.
course, of course. I used to get that flack all the time years ago,
It's like,
where
what
it
am I
was like,
supposed to
"Oh,
be?
you're a fake Yankee fan because you only got into the Yankees and you started liking them when they were winning." But it's like, okay, what child in his right mind is gonna root for a losing team unless they're representing their hometown? You know what I'm
Exactly. But
saying?
that's just as we were growing up, our Yankees were the winning team. What are we supposed to do? Okay, I could be a Met fan because my mother was a Met fan. My first baseball game was a Met game, but I didn't like the Mets. My grandfather was a Yankee fan and he loved the Yankees and he loved baseball in general. And
Yeah.
so that's what I grew up watching, you know? What was I
Well,
supposed to
you
do?
know what? It was very similar in my household. My father was a diehard Mets fan slash diehard Red Sox fan. You can't get worse than that with
You really
that that double-headed Hydra. But I always gravitated towards the Yankees. Like, they were just cool to me. And because they had that dynasty team in the late 90s, where you had guys like Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams, Scott Brosius, Paul O'Neill, Mariano Rivera, the list goes on and on. David Wells, eventually Robert, what you gonna call it, Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
Am I missing anybody here? Chuck
Yeah,
Knobloch,
I mean, you missed the whole bunch, but it's okay. We get the idea. You know, usually people start off with the core four and then they go on from there. You just went into a whole other tantrum.
Well, you know
So
what? I was one of the kids growing up that the core four weren't even like my favorites. My favorites were always guys like Scott Brosius, Bernie Williams. You know what I'm saying? Like, I loved Scott Brosius because how clutch he was.
I mean, I was always partial to, obviously we know Derek Jeter, and that has to do with more looks than anything else. And
Well,
but
yeah, of course. I mean,
and
I always liked Jeter, but I appreciated him more for during his longevity. That's
yeah,
what it was.
exactly. But you know, I was always, you know, really partial to Mike Mussina and Andy Pettitte and
Oh,
you
yeah.
know Bernie Williams, and you know, even recently Mark Teixeira was like, you know, I would scream text messages from Teixeira like all the time. So, you know, that, I mean, I like the team. I have my players, you know. And you know, talking about that, how long are we going to call this team the Baby Bombers? I mean,
Yeah, I'm getting kind of annoyed at that too, because they're
they're not
not
the
all
babies.
rookies. Like, I know they're only like, well, I can't say only, but so far from the people that are on the lineup, like, I think there's like maybe three of them that are under the age of 25.
That. I mean, who's a rookie? Torres is a rookie.
And Duhar is a rookie.
Andujar is a rookie. Torres Reyes is. Was Torres Reyes a rookie? No, he's not.
No, I think he started like a
You're
year or
right.
two ago,
Yeah,
maybe.
exactly. Everybody's like in their sophomore, junior year, with the exception of like, you know, Gardner and Stanton.
Yeah.
You know, pitching wise, there are no rookie pitchers right now. Well, no, there's Sonny Gray and there's Green,
Yeah,
but
but Sonny Gray's not a rookie. Sonny Gray was a veteran from freaking Oakland.
yeah, but you know, when you come from a team, and forgive me, anybody who's listening who might be in a, but when you come from Oakland, you're pretty much a rookie when you start hit when you go to the Yankees. You know what I mean?
Those are for all the Giambi fans out there.
I mean, you know, but yeah, 17 out of 18. I mean, we can't, like I was telling you in the text messages, I think the only thing that isn't gelling right now is Sanchez. I really think they need to take him, you know, they need to give Austin more time behind the catcher's mound, because I think Sanchez is better as a DH. He's got a good arm. He's got a good bat. I just don't think he can catch for shit. His glove is missing. He hasn't crossed
Yeah,
the plate.
I'm not all that crazy about him as a catcher, but man, oh man, he has been instrumental in this ride. I mean, they all have been, but Gary Sanchez has been like, he's had some really serious clutch moments this month so far.
I mean, he has, and it's great when he hits and when he's doing, but when he's missing balls like yesterday. You
Yeah.
know, he made Severino could have done so much more with that game if he didn't miss so many balls. If he, you know, it was like he either had His glove was made out of, jelly, or he had Vaseline on it or something, because he was dropping balls left and right, missing them. They were flying off the edge of his glove. Like, and his calls are just, it's not what you need it to be. It's not.
I can see that. I think he gels more with certain pitchers. Like I see that he gels a lot with Chapman.
Yeah, but if you're gonna be the main pit catcher, if you're gonna be the stand-up guy 80% of the time, with the exception of, I think Sonny Gray has Austin as his link up.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's his permanent catcher. With the exception of that, if you're gonna be the catcher 24/7, then you need to start gelling with everyone. Train more, do something, maybe get a smaller mitt. It works for other people. I don't know. You gotta do something.
Nah, yeah, I agree.
Maybe
What's
lose
crazy about
that too. Maybe he's out of shape. Maybe he can't be bending down too much. He's got that freaking belly in the way. He's got to do something.
It's still early. What's remarkable about this run so far with the Yankees is that they started off good that first week, the very first week of the season, they started off good. And then they had like this really cold slump where at one point I think their record was like 7-7 or something along those lines. And we were like close to 6 or 7 games behind in the AL
We were
East.
7.5 games behind when we started
Oh,
the
you
division.
see, well, there you go, 7.5 games. And then all of a sudden, things just start picking up. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that when you first, I've never, obviously, I'm not a professional baseball player, but when you start, I would assume when you start off in any sport, that initial phase of the season, you're going to be cold because you're still trying to get a feel of yourself in a sense. You're still trying to get a you're trying to break down your mechanics when you're swinging the bat. If you're a pitcher, it's not the warmest weather in April, not for nothing in New York. So, and now you start to see Chapman is hitting triple digits on his pitches. Stanton has been getting hot as of late.
Well,
Judge has been swinging the bat very well.
Stanton used to the Miami weather, so maybe, he just needed the sun. He was missing the sun.
But that's what I'm saying. I think it's once one, and Stanton is the type of hitter that once he's hot, he this is it's just like he that's a permanent thing that'll probably last throughout the whole season, hopefully.
Honestly, I think it's because trade season is on right now, and Aaron Boone was around during Steinbrenner, and we all know that Steinbrenner was the god of baseball, and he didn't care back then. If you weren't doing what you had to do, you got traded. And I'm pretty sure Aaron Boone has that mentality as a manager, because he was around during that dynasty, and he's a Steinbrenner kid, and I'm sure
You know
he
what? That's
tells
a great,
everybody.
great point. I wasn't even thinking of that. Holy shit. Yeah, Aaron Boone is pretty old.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he, and remember, he comes from a long line of baseball. His brother, his father, his grandfather, he's not the only kid in baseball. His whole family's baseball legacy.
It's true.
And I'm pretty sure he told them, listen, shape up or ship out. The Yankees have the pockets. They can still go deep without even hitting the luxury tax.
Oh, of
So
course.
he probably will told them, listen, I don't have any loyalty to any of you. I'm just starting here. He's not Girardi, who had loyalty. He's not Torii, who had loyalty. He has no loyalty to any of these guys. This is his freshman year. He'll get rid of them. He'll get rid of them to make his team, because he needs to keep his job.
Yeah, no, it's true. And you know what? All the Every microscope that you could possibly imagine in Major League Baseball has is focused front, whatever you want to call it. They're fully focused on Aaron Boone because of the fact that this is he's had no prior coaching job, managing job, nothing. The only thing that he was an analyst slash commentator. I don't remember what network it was. I think it varied between like
ESPN or
YES
something
and
like that, yeah.
ESPN, but. Yeah, this is his first major gig, and he's coming off of he basically inherited Girardi's 2017 Yankees, who were one win away from going to the World Series. So
Exactly.
every type of pressure you can imagine was on him. So just like you said, he's probably in a mind state where, listen, I'm calling you guys up, the rookies that is, I'm calling you guys up, but if you don't show me something within the first 30 games, then, or even less than that, then you're out of here, man. Like,
Yeah,
and
exactly.
even for the guys who are already there, like, I'm not afraid to move you down in the lineup. I'm not afraid to bench you for a day or two. Like, I'm here to prove a point, and we're here to win. And
Exactly.
he has that look on his face. Like, he just seems like he's very tense, like very aggressive.
Yeah, he does. And it's also, and I've been seeing it more and more. Teams aren't afraid to send their top guys down back to AAA to get them back up and running. It's
And
happening a
he
lot.
strikes me
They're
as
sending
somebody.
them, yeah, they're sending them to Scranton before they blink. And if they don't want that to happen, they want to stay in that lineup. They got to do what they got to do. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, look at the Mets and there and Matt Harvey, Matt Harvey's antics. Who's picked them up? I just read that notification earlier today.
The Reds picked them up.
The Reds, yeah, that's who it
Yeah.
was. The Reds,
They transferred over their shortstop over.
yeah. The
Yeah.
Mets fans are awfully quiet nowadays, huh?
Well, what are they gonna say? I mean,
Yeah,
look at them.
because you
They
know
went from
those first
first, and what
month.
are they, fourth now?
Yeah, no, that first month there, everybody was all about them. I mean, you know, it's early, like it's very early. There's still plenty of baseball to be played, and things can
Yeah.
change. But they were all celebrating as if the Mets had, you know, they were primed for a World Series this year. But now they're
Yeah.
like, I don't know what their standings are as of today, but I know that they're behind the Braves and the, not the Braves, is it the Braves?
I think they're fourth right now.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. They're behind the Phillies and the Braves. So,
Yeah, they're behind the
and I think
Phillies
the
and the Rays.
Nats. Oh,
Yeah,
are
and
they
the
behind the
Nats.
Nats?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think they're behind the Nats as well. It's
So
just,
there you go.
I mean, right now it is a, look at the Dodgers. They're having a hard time now right now with all the injuries. The
Yeah.
Mets are having a hard time with all their injuries and now their trades. But you have to think, like, I'm sorry, the Mets, yeah, okay, Harvey had his antics, and this is going into a little more baseball depth, but Harvey had his antics, but the Mets need to stop playing safe. They and I hate to say it this way, but why didn't they like get rid of DeGrom? Why didn't they make a big play and go for, okay, yeah, true, it'll cost you to rebuild, but how long is DeGrom going to be good for? Another couple of
Yeah, that's
years?
true. We don't know that. I mean, DeGrom and Syndergaard, they both throw heat, but I would have sacrificed one of them, and if it meant rebuilding the team, because
Yeah, okay.
that's the
Yeah,
play that the
exactly.
Yankees took a few years ago. They were
Yeah.
like, you know what? We got to make some trades. We got to do this. We got to do that, because they knew that they already had, they drafted guys like Judge and Gleyber Torres, and you know what I'm saying, all these top prospects. So they knew that these guys were working in that farm system. Then 2016 is a perfect example. Like the Girardi probably and
And that was a
management.
hard year for us, 2016. That was a really hard year for us as a
I'm drawing a
team.
blank. Brian Cashman, there you go. I almost forgot his
Yeah.
name. But yeah, Cashman is that year was probably like, look, we're not going to win the World Series. We probably won't even make the playoffs, but this is a long-term plan. They weren't even expecting to do anything in 2017. Let
No, they
alone,
weren't.
you know, make it to the ALCS.
Yeah. So, it just, but then again, and I hate to say it this way, and I'm not, but it's also the caliber of the teams. There's not one team right now, I think, in all of baseball, NL and AL, that are fully situated teams. I think everybody right now is building and growing.
Yeah.
I
Because I
don't
was going to
see
say the
one
Angels,
team.
because the Angels started off really hot too, but you could tell
Angels,
with them, they're also
Diamondbacks,
in the
yeah, okay,
process
but
of building too.
yeah, exactly. Angels, Diamondbacks, you want to look at the teams that haven't traded much, fine, you can look at them, but they're still, Blue Jays, Twins, you can look at all of them, but none of them are, oh wow, the Cubs won today 13-4 against the Marlins. It's unusual. But anyway, it's really not, the calibers of teams aren't on par. Like, there's no majorly impressive team. Even our Yankees right now, with winning 17 and 18, they're not majorly impressive. They're
Well,
dudes, right?
I don't know. Sign
No,
those
they're dudes. Listen,
speak for yourself.
yeah, this is my opinion. I mean, they're doing great things. What they're doing is impressive. But the team itself is still a building team. It's they're still learning to all work together. We still have
That's
so
true.
many improvements to make. The day that we don't need any improvements is the day that I'll say, okay, fine. The day that we win, and I'm not, two World Series back to back, that's when I'll say, okay, fine, this is an established team. Am I asking too much? Probably, but guess what? I'm a Yankee fan. When don't we ask for too much?
I know we're always asking for too much. And you know what? It's been 9 years since we won the World Series, so we're due for one.
Yeah, exactly. Like I can't wait any longer.
Exactly. I was a senior in college the last time they won a World Series, and that seems like it was yesterday, but at the same time it seems like an eternity ago.
I was still in my 20s. So,
Yeah, exactly. I had just turned 21 when the last time the Yankees won a world title. And I'm going on 30 this year, so you know.
we need something, come on.
Yeah, I would have liked for it to be last year, but it was a different World Series celebration in my neck of the woods.
In your neck of the woods, yeah, exactly. Maybe it's because you left, you went over there, you gave them the good luck charm, who knows?
I know. You know what? I love being one of the only Yankee fans in town. It's awesome. Because I get
Oh,
to
I'm
rep my
sure.
Yankee gear and I stand out, and it's like I don't have to look like any of these fools wearing orange.
At least for now.
I love one of the reasons why I fell in love with the Yankees too was their color scheme. I love the team's uniform. Like it's very basic, and I love dark colors. And you know, you got white, navy blue, gray. One more, you can't go wrong with that.
You can't. And I love how, and I love that rule that they have to be clean cut. They have to be, remember like when Johnny Damon came to the team, and I'll never forget that. I was like, how, why did they sign this bushy, bush-filled mother effer onto this team? And then I remember he showed up first game clean cut, and I was like, yep, that's the Yankees right there. Because it's
It's
just,
definitely the Yankees.
I love that clean cut look. It's classic, you need
And
that.
it's funny because everybody that leaves the Yankees, the first thing that they do is grow a goatee.
Grow out
Cano did it, Russell Martin did it, like everybody does it. Like
Anderson
they'll
did it.
leave the
Yeah, like
Yankees and it's
why?
like finally I don't have to fucking shave every other day.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just like, no, you look good like that. You look clean cut. And you know what? It's aerodynamics, motherfucker. It's aerodynamics. The less hair you have on you, the less slowdown you have. You don't think that Steinbrenner thought about this? Think about it. Why do swimmers shave their legs and their underpits? So that way they can have more velocity when they're swimming. Same thing
Yeah,
with
that's
Olympic.
true.
So why wouldn't they think this way? They're clean cut. They have nothing in their way. There's no like, okay, you might think it's just aesthetics, but it's not. There's actually a reason behind it.
Well, that's the same goes for pro wrestling. That's why the majority of pro wrestlers are shaved. Their entire bodies are shaved.
Exactly. There's a whole reason behind it, but people don't. Oh, I don't know if people realize that. I know I realized it. I'm sure I'm not the only person that realizes that. Steinbrenner apparently knew it. And
Listen, Nisi, only nerds realize that. So you're in that category. I don't fucking realize that. I'm just like, oh, they just want to be clean cut because it's New York and they want to be representative of a first class organization.
am I maybe it's an urban legend, maybe it's something I made up in my own head, I don't know.
It makes sense. I can see that as a valid argument. You know,
It
then
does,
again,
right?
how do you explain all the other guys that get high and all the other teams that win that are full of facial hair?
You know what? I'm not saying you can't win. But I'm just saying that could have been a lean towards his argument, or maybe what he thought, I
Yeah,
don't
no,
know.
it's true. Those are definitely things to look into for sure.
My brain works that way. I start trying to analyze and figure out why, when, and where. So.
No, you know what? Great minds think alike, because I think the same way most of the time. But
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
this concludes our baseball segment. So what
Yeah,
I'm gonna
let's
do is
do
I'm
that.
gonna yeah, I'm gonna wrap this up and I'm gonna send you another link. So that way, for all you listeners, if you're not into baseball, you won't have to sit through 20 minutes of Yankee slash baseball slash aerodynamic facial hair talk.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
we'll just have a separate segment for our main topic.
Okay.
So we'll be right back.
Yes, you will.